More than 400 people have been working since January on these recommendations. Teachers, parents, community leaders, even a few students. Last night, they provided a glimpse into their thinking. Each task force had 3 minutes to outline their recommendations. Some themes emerged, like expanding education out of the classroom, for example, to local college campuses.
We know that our area campuses have unique skills and unique things to offer, and we just need to match that up with the right age kid and get them out there as quickly as possible.
That's CMS's Southwest Zone Director, Kathy Elling. Her group says that college experience could be a tour, a camp, or even a class. Another group proposed requiring students to complete some kind of an internship or job shadowing that would give them a taste of the working world. Improving communications was another theme, within the district and beyond. Ellen Martin and her task force looked at ways to better engage families. They advised appointing one person at each school to take parents' questions. And if that isn't enough,
there would be an ombudsman at the district office who would take the appropriate steps to get something resolved.
Nick Wharton runs a consulting firm dealing with diversity. His group looked at improving the performance of African-American boys, a student group that lags behind most others as far as graduation rates and test scores. They want CMS to better train teachers to work with these students, and also to start a school specifically for black male students, like ones in Detroit and New York.
There's a number of different programs that are very creative in channeling the leadership skills and attitudes of young African-American boys and having them focus in a way that really highlights their intellectual energy, their athletic energy, and really scholarly pursuits.
It's hard to say how much some of these recommendations would cost. Several of them include hiring more teachers and counselors. Superintendent Heath Morrison says adding something new will likely require subtracting something else. But he's hopeful the district will be able to incorporate much of the advice.
We won't be able to do all the recommendations, but I want every one of these recommendations to be vetted, to be scrutinized, to be really given deliberate intentionality by myself and our school board and our executive staff. And then a lot of them you will find in our new revised strategic plan.
He expects that plan to be released in September or October. CMS will release the task force's complete recommendations later this week. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.